Broadcasting live from the Loudermilk Center in Atlanta, Georgia, it's the Wise Speed Coaching Event. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hi, this is Linda Frakes. We're back at the Wise Women Speed Coaching Event. And we have Leona Barr Davenport as our guest, who's stunning tonight. She is dressed to the nines here, and she looks like she just came from Fort Knox.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
So, tell us a little bit about what your role is tonight here.
Sure. As you said, I'm Leona Barr Davenport. I'm president and CEO of the Atlanta Business League. And the Atlanta Business League is an 81-year-old business organization focused on the growth and development of African-American business owners.
Terrific.
Grace Ricks and I.
Right.
Met several months back, and we decided that we wanted to partner and do something together. And she talked about this coaching event, which I think is fantastic.
Yes, ma'am.
At giving entrepreneurs at various levels to talk with people who've done it, mm-hmm. who've been there, who have expertise in so many different areas. So I'm here tonight as a support to ACE and WISE. Looking forward to partnering with the organization.
Broadcasting live from the Loudermilk Center in Atlanta.
Well, that is fantastic. Are you going to actually do any of the one-on-one coaching, or are you just helping everybody?
I will not be coaching. Tonight, I will be making sure that we stay on task and on time.
Uh-oh.
So I will be ringing the bell and just kind of pulling the chair out from under some people if they just can't leave their coach. But we want to make sure that everyone is served, that everyone walks away with a value proposition, and that they come back when
yes.
we host this again, because it is fantastic.
It is a fantastic forum. How was the event publicized? How did you get the coachees involved?
Well, the Atlanta Business League, again, in working with Grace, we focus more on the attendees.
Okay.
ACE identified all of the coaches. In fact, my chair, Mary Parker, chair of the board for the Atlanta Business League, is one of the premier coaches.
Oh, nice.
So she is here this evening, and I see a number of other entities that we work with very closely. One of the things you will know about Atlanta, if you're good at what you do, everybody knows it, and we're going to pull on you to make sure that we get all we can out of you. So we applaud all of the coaches for giving back
yes.
and wanting to make sure that Atlanta continues to grow.
Fantastic. It's a wonderful thing to do, and it's great that people are donating their time to help those that are trying to climb up the ladder.
It is. It certainly is.
So tell us a little bit more about your organization, if you would, Leona.
Sure. As I said, we're 81 years old this year. Last year, when we celebrated our 80th anniversary, we actually identified some historians and people who do research. And in doing the research, they went down to Tuskegee, Alabama, to Tuskegee Institute, and found old papers about the Atlanta Business League. And one of the things that's very interesting is that we found out that the Atlanta Business League is more along the lines of 100 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And but we have functioned under different names over the years, but we continue to utilize the 81 years. 1933 is the founding year.
Wow.
But we work very closely with business owners at various levels and trying to make sure that we connect the dots for them.
Uh-huh.
We bring to them CEOs and professionals and supply diversity to provide information to them on how to do business with them. We work with them to help build capacity and to make sure that at the end of the day, if they are prepared to truly tell what they do and to demonstrate their product, mm-hmm. that they will get the business. We don't promise business opportunities. We promise access.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect. That's much more important.
It is.
And then the real winners are the ones that are going to benefit.
Exactly. Who follow up and follow through.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you work with men and women in
yes,
your organization?
Yes, men and women.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting.
In fact, one of the pieces that is that I think is exciting is over the years, in the onset of the organization, all of the chairs were men.
Mm.
But we began probably back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
The first female chair of the Atlanta Business League is Rhonda Brown.
Okay.
Who is an office supply systems company here in Metro Atlanta.
Okay.
And we have continued over the years to diversify the leadership.
Good.
Because we know that all leadership that is effective and impactful is good, and it's good to get the information and to get all that you need from various perspectives.
Right, that makes sense.
So, and Jim Young, who was the late Jim Young, who was president and CEO of Citizens Trust Bank,
hmm.
said about the Atlanta Business League, that the Atlanta Business League was one of the few organizations years ago who was not afraid to embrace female leadership.
Wow.
And that's powerful coming from him, mm-hmm. Because of his longtime leadership. He understood that. And he understood it to the point that prior to his passing, mm-hmm. he had identified a young woman by the name of Cynthia Day to be his heir apparent.
Wow.
And his passing, the morning that he passed away, the board met to officially make her president. So
wow.
he was preparing her for that.
Wow, that's impressive.
And I think it's impressive that he could see the value. It was
right.
impressive that he was comfortable mm-hmm. in sharing the knowledge and helping to move her along and understanding and seeing that she could make a difference in the bank.
Absolutely. And
yes.
having the forethought to prep her and be that prepared for the passing, that's amazing.
Absolutely.
Someday in the United States, we'll convince government entities that we need more women in office.
Oh, absolutely.
I guess, huh?
Absolutely. As I think we just bring sometimes not necessarily a softer touch, but a thought process that allows us to think beyond the immediate.
Right.
We look at who's being affected, how.
Yes.
And how do we bridge the gap and how we bring people together. And I think that's very important. We just cannot make a decision and don't worry about the kill that we're stepping on and over on the way, you know. But
absolutely.
I think we think differently.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's what makes the world go round,
it
I guess.
It does. It does.
Well, thank you so much for being here. We wish you the best at the event.
Thank you.
And thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.